The following message was recorded at Geneva Presbyterian Church in Canton, Michigan, on Sunday, May 16, 2010, at the 11 o'clock service. The scripture lesson was Mark 1, verses 16 through 20. The message was delivered by the Geneva Middle School and High School Youth for Youth Sunday.
And now a reading from John 15, verses 14 through 20. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants because servant does not know what the master's business is. Instead, I have called you friends, for everything that I have learned from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you to go bear fruit, fruit that will last. The Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. This is my command. Love each other.
Good morning. I've grown up in this church since I was a baby. When I was little, I learned about God here and Jesus and a thing called faith. As I grew up, I would hear other people talk about the times that they had seen God or felt God's presence, and I realized that was something that I wanted to experience for myself. Since then, I have been able to see God. When I first saw God, it was when I was on a mission trip, and since at that time, I thought, I want to feel this every day, but it was only on a mission trip when I felt it. It was only when I was removed from my daily life, removed from my regular routine. But that wasn't how I wanted it to be. I wanted to feel this every day. This past year, though, as I've grown deeper in my faith, I've been searching for God in my daily life. The first place that I decided to look was outside in nature. I like being outside. I think it's beautiful outside, and I think it's an amazing creation of God's. And that's where I see God, especially now in the springtime with the trees and the flowers in bloom. I think it's beautiful. And when I look outside, I can't imagine how people don't see God. I don't understand that concept, because to me, nature is such a powerful thing. It's so beautiful and majestic. And in Food for Thought and in Wednesday night live stream classes, we came up with this activity where we would go around the circle and we would share our God moments of the week. And our God moments were moments that we had seen God at school or at home or with our friends. And the first couple times we started this, there was lots of awkward silences. No one was quite sure what to say. I mean, we hadn't really ever done this before. It was a new thing to us. Eventually, you know, we became more sure of ourselves and began sharing things. And for a while, I would always share, I don't know, things that I had seen in nature, like the colors of the trees in the fall, or at sunset, or I would share those things, and I'm sure it became very monotonous for the other people in the group. But as I heard other people's stories, I realized that there were other places I could see God in my life, not just in nature. Lately, I have been looking for God in people. People are God's most amazing creation. I think everyone within them has a goodness, has God's light within them, whether or not they choose to share it or not. And so I've been looking for God's light in people at school, and sometimes that's really hard because a lot of people at school don't always share their light. But if you look hard enough, you can really find it. I know at school I see people holding doors for people, people saying thank you, and though they are small things, God's presence is still there. You can still see that light shining. And I think also, some people just aren't used to showing their light. They don't know how. And I think God and Jesus call us to be examples for them, to be examples of how we can show our light to others. If we go out and if we open doors and say thank you and do lots of small things, it'll show other people our light, and we can be examples to inspire other people to share theirs.
Good morning. So, before my dad started having health issues, I never really thought very much about my faith. Going to church was just a regular thing we did every Sunday and didn't really hold much meaning to me. But once the health issues began, I was worried, unsure of what was going to happen to my dad. But after many surgeries, he's still with us today, and I thank God for that. That's when my faith really began. Even though it began, I didn't really notice it because I was really happy that my dad was still alive. The first year I went on a mission trip with the senior highs, I kind of felt pressure from my parents and the youth group to go. It wasn't really something I had any interest in. Going and working all day for a week doing various jobs did not sound like my idea of a good time. When summer vacation began that year, it seemed like it was going to be the best summer ever, just like every other summer. But as time passed and there were fewer days until the mission trip, I began to feel upset. I felt like it was going to ruin my summer. I felt like it was stupid and I didn't want to go at all. I tried coming up with things that could come up so I didn't have to go. I even thought about faking sick, but realized that would be the wrong thing to do. When I went, I had no expectations. I thought it was going to be really lame and I couldn't wait for it to be over. When we arrived in Tennessee, I thought to myself, this is finally it. There's 5 days until I can go home and have fun again. Each day on the mission trip, we did jobs I thought I never would have done. We painted the inside and outside of a woman's home, built a porch with an awning, and even fixed her plumbing situation because she didn't really have one. Each day could not be over fast enough. In general, I'm not big on doing manual labor, so the job seemed never ending. And on top of that, the weather was extremely hot, making the time pass by even slower. By the end of the week, when we had finished, Miss Ollie, the woman who lived in the home, came outside to see all the work we had done. The look on her face was one filled with so much joy and gratitude. Her house was completely transformed. Before we got to work, it was kind of rundown looking, but now it looked like someone actually lived there. I couldn't believe we helped this woman so much. I had never realized helping someone, regardless of if they're a stranger to you or even if you want to, could impact their life in such a big way. It had never crossed my mind to do big things for other people and not expect some type of reward in return. Seeing the look on Miss Ollie's face made me realize that it's good to do things for other people. Just seeing that look of gratitude was reward enough for helping her out. That is where I really began my faith walk. It had such a big impact on me, realizing that everyone in the world needs God's love, even if they're strangers. God's love has no specific directions, no rules, and no boundaries. It's for everyone to receive and everyone to give. I had never seen anyone in my life be as grateful for what we had done as Miss Ollie was. It made me want to spread more of God's love. Here in our community, there aren't people who need as much help as Miss Ollie, and I think it doesn't help anyone's faith journey. Sometimes people feel they need to remove themselves from everyday life just to help people, but that's not the case. Everyone needs help. Everyone needs God's love. Before going to Tennessee, community service was boring for me. It seemed to be very bothersome and pointless. Now, whenever there's an opportunity to help people out, I always try and make it, because God's love needs to be spread. Like I said before, church was just where I went every Sunday. I always listened to the sermons and lessons at Breakfast Club, but never really heard or absorbed the meaning or applied them to my life. I went on retreats and came to youth group just because I wanted to be with my friends. It was more of a social hour than a time of worship and faith. That mission trip changed how I looked at things. It helped me grow in my faith and made me realize I want to help more. After that, I became more involved in the church. I now pay attention to the lessons we're taught and to the sermons, and I try to apply them to my life and live like Christ. It has also changed my approach on actually going to church. Church became a place of where I wanted to be, not a place I felt obligated to go to. Now I wanted to learn and be more like Jesus. I wanted to find out when service opportunities were available because I wanted to join. Church is like my second home now. I feel a part of the family.
We hope that you enjoyed this message. If you have questions or would like to know more about Geneva Presbyterian Church, please visit our website at genevachurch.org or call the church office at 734-459-0013.